Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. I portray a liberal on the radio and always asking a thousand questions out there, irritating most of our audience. But I'm sure there's somebody out there that's saying, oh, my gosh, thank heaven Mark Lawrence is there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go. Sorry.
There we are. Passive-aggressive Mark is back.
Keeping my complex enough to be passive-aggressive. I don't even know what it means, so I can't even... How could I portray it if I don't understand it?
Well, you're the epitome of it.
Oh, I am. Okay, if I look it up in the dictionary.
No, but you are the epitome.
Okay. All right. Well, good to be at the top of something around here.
Believe me, you are.
Speaking of epitomization, Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me. His common sense conservatism.
I'm waiting to see where you're going to go with this.
Left him years ago, which. But he keeps coming in. So
yeah, what the heck? I'm like the old horse that ran the milk route. I know where to go in the morning. coming up this hill for 40 some years.
Yeah, so. Heaven forbid you get a new customer along the route. That would mess things up. All right. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can also text us at 70236. We would love to hear from you. We've been talking about Governor Cuomo and a couple of our shows. Yesterday, Leonard Steinhorn talked about the deep divisions in the U.S., and we kind of came up with an epitome We kind of came up with a eureka moment when we realized that, you know, Joe's been talking about the fact that we don't teach history and civics in schools anymore, and one of our good callers said maybe that's why we have people who are saying, well, the proper way to deal with an issue in Washington, D.C. is to hang Mike Pence, or the proper way for the president to deal with electoral votes that didn't go his way is to have Mike Pence do something that goes against proper instruction. So I guess if you see the lack of education in school on history and civics, this is it. This is what happens.
Well, then there's common sense entering into the question, too, like banning Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
I still can't get over that.
You don't like that.
And Speedy Gonzales. I mean, these are terrible.
What does Speedy do? I forget. Other than he has certain adventures that entail what?
He's a cartoon character.
Mark. I know.
He can do anything
that.
The cartoon drawers want him to do.
Right. And what do they have him do?
Oh, a lot of different things.
Why did they? You don't know any of these answers. You don't know why they.
I know Pepe Le Pew. I'm not as familiar with Speedy Gonzales, although I do remember the 1960 Pat Boone hit, 60 or 61, somewhere in that neck of the woods, Speedy Gonzales.
Let's see. CBS said overnight, after decades of groping uninterested female cats, Warner Brothers has finally gotten rid of Pepe Le Pew. The French cartoon skunk has been pulled from the upcoming Space Jam movie,
right,
and is probably done for in the cartoon reruns, too. You don't have to be woke to know he was super pervy, even in 1945 when the cartoon first came out.
You're making that up. That's not written in that story.
It is. Yeah, this is written for, like, hip people.
Yeah. So the woke. It's only for the woke.
Right, not for us.
Right.
We are permitted to read it out
loud.
The
whole point, Pepe Le Pew there was a cat. The funny part of it was he was romancing a cat.
Right.
Not another skunk. And the cat didn't care about being romanced. He cared about getting away from a skunk that was going to smell him up.
Right. And the
smell her up.
Right. But he keeps touching her and harassing her inappropriately. So what kind of a lesson does that send for kids?
I watched, it's amazing what you can find on YouTube. I watched an episode of Mike Hammer starring Darren McGavin from the 1950s, 1958.
Detective.
And every woman, yes, every woman that he encountered, he called her honey, dear, sweetheart, baby, you know, without even knowing who they were. You know, so let's tear those up, too. I mean, they're offensive in today's standards. Can't we just use some common sense and say, okay, this is not how things are today. You know, things are different. We need to explain that if someone is going to watch this cartoon. I don't see a million people a day watching a Pepe Le Pew cartoon, although they were created by the great Tex Avery, who did all those wonderful Warner Brothers cartoons. You know, we have Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd's blasting down a hole at Bugs Bunny. You know, should we get rid of that, too? That's
Pepe
awful.
Le Pew is a terrible example for our children. We must ban him and make sure that our kids never see anybody misbehaving in this way.
The one that really made me laugh was about Yosemite Sam, that said he was never a responsible gun owner anyway, and he wasn't.
Well, that is true.
I will agree that Yosemite Sam did not deal with weapons in the proper way, but, you know, it was a cartoon. It was funny.
Well, look at the Roadrunner. He's always blowing people up. ATF would have a field day with him.
Yes, my favorite line about him, somebody, I forget who wrote about it when he was in the news, he said, if he has all the money to buy all that stuff from the Acme company, why doesn't he just buy lunch? Instead of chasing the Roadrunner trying to eat him.
All right. Well, we would invite you to participate in this conversation or start up a new one. It is an open phones day. One of our good listeners sends us a note and said, in case you haven't heard it, we're in the stimulus. The federal stimulus package will erase the majority of San Francisco's projected $650 million budget deficit over the next 2 years, saying saving City Hall from having to make painful service cuts and layoffs for now.
And that, in other words, what we're doing is financing their bad decisions over the years so that they don't have to. All of us are going to pay for it so that they don't have to.
Right. Well, and who knows what all is in the stimulus. If you ask the Democrats, it's all for money that would really help the U.S. recover. If you ask the Republicans, only 90% of it is just
pork. 9% of it is COVID-related, and 91%.
Say the Republicans. Democrats don't characterize it that way.
All right. $850 billion. Dollars for governments, state and local governments, bailing out San Francisco. How is that COVID-related? Explain that to me.
$850
billion.
Okay, well, half of that's going to San Francisco.
So, you know, how is
most
that
of that's going to San Francisco.
How is that a benefit to the to those folks with COVID? I have no problem with the, you know, the unemployment compensation numbers. Do you wish to speak?
Hi. let's see, Mike 6. Talk one.
I just came in to clarify your cartoon issues.
I have no issues with the cartoon.
Kevin's the vice president.
Speedy Gonzalez was a fast mouse. He was a Mexican mouse.
Right, okay.
His cousin was Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I didn't know that.
The only thing you had to be careful was Slowpoke carried a gun.
Okay. Sort of like Yosemite Sam?
A little bit, yes.
He lacked common sense, but I'll tell you what, he had 245s right there.
Okay.
Pepe Le Pew, of course, was a skunk.
Right.
Who was chasing cats. Who chased cats who got painted with a white stripe.
Right, who happened to look like skunks.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
And he was always funny. I mean, I always loved Pepe Le Pew cartoons. It's like Mr. Magoo. You know, he's now inappropriate because nearsighted people are offended by Mr. Magoo.
Well, and then you have the violence that was the Roadrunner and Coyote.
True, but it was cartoon violence. Nobody cartoon ever dropped violence. An anvil on somebody's head and had them get up and walk away in the next frame.
Excellent point.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd clarify.
So where does common sense enter into this, Kevin?
I just wanted to clarify your cartoon issues
that
you were having.
I wasn't familiar with the mouse.
Oh, no. I'm quite familiar. I was a big Warner Brothers cartoon fan.
So was I, Tex Avery. And who had the great voice? Mel Blanc. Yep.
Yeah. So what should we do? We ask that of all of our good listeners. We'll ask you, what should we do?
Nothing. That requires no action.
I know what you want to do.
Well, how many people over the years that you watched that said, every time you make a wrong turn, I knew I should have made a left turn at Albuquerque? I mean, that's a famous Bugs Bunny line.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, but Bugs was funny, you know, but he and Elmer Fudd were always going at it. They weren't the best of friends. You know, so what, a kinder, gentler Elmer Fudd who says, you wascally wabbit, I'm going to shoot you? Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that we clarified for the listeners all the cartoon characters that's you were talking to, because that's my wheelhouse.
Okay,
there.
And who is next to go in the Warner Brothers garage?
Forget them. I mean, even the other ones. Gerald McBoing-Boing is gone because he was offensive to people who are nonverbal.
Okay, that's one I don't even know.
Oh, you never saw Gerald McBoing-Boing? He didn't speak. He made noises. When he opened his mouth, boing, boing would come out or something like that.
I mean, Mr. Magoo. I knew Mr. Magoo.
Right, Mr. Magoo. So there are so many of these great cartoons that I don't think they get dealt any serious life lessons out to people, but they were fun.
Here's one to think about. The classic Holiday Inn, the movie.
Right.
The Abraham Lincoln skit is completely taken out when they run it on AMC because they do it in blackface.
Oh, okay.
The only way you're going to see that is if you have it on DVD or digital. They don't run that when they run it on AMC during the holidays. And that's one of those that, again, has been adapted as time went on. And there's a couple of things in there. Here's another, a James Bond movie. Think about a James Bond movie like Dr. No.
What about it?
He's always bedding these women. And
right.
Always,
okay. Right.
Many of
always.
Them unwanting of his attentions.
Initially,
yes.
Right,
there's something about the James Bond, if you force a kiss on her, she melts. And that is wrong, okay?
Well, that's prevalent in a lot of movies. I mean, how many times do you see a guy in a 1940s movie grab a girl and kiss her, and suddenly she resists initially and then falls into his arms.
Yeah, I don't know what's right or wrong here. I'm just throwing these things out to say, you know, what makes one thing different than another? That's the question that I'm asking. You know, if you know, the Pepe Le Pews and things like that are considered offensive, then should a James Bond movie like Dr. No, which is considered a classic, should that be something that gets edited down when it is played on television the way a Holiday Inn would be?
Proper portrayal of gentlemanly men and of, you know, really behaving in front of women. If you go into old movies, you're not going to find it.
Right. And in defense of the James Bond series, that character has been changed quite a bit now. In more of the modern times with Daniel Craig playing it.
Everybody played him a little differently.
Well, not only that, but they've written it a little differently now, where the female characters are much stronger leads
now
than they were in the 60s when that series started.
Yep. Yeah, no argument there.
Everything's fixed now.
All right. Have a great show, guys. I just wanted to clarify the cartoon segment, which, again, is where my strength is.
Kevin's time would have been better spent doing what?
Had something to do with a power supply.
Right, fixing our computer. We have one computer that's down in the studio, and Kevin has the keys.
Poor Kevin. So. He has all these responsibilities.
A lot of hats.
But thank you for straightening us out on Pepe Le Pew and
Speedy Gonzales.
Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah, I didn't realize
what was his brother's name or his cousin?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. Okay, well, there's another character I'm not familiar with.
Your misspent youth becomes a little bit clear. So
it didn't feel that way at the time.
No. Sitting in those dark theaters. One of these days we have to take...
Dark theaters? I watched it on television.
Oh, yeah, well,
that was my Saturday morning.
I watched it in theaters, along with the Saturday morning serials, like Commando Cody, who had a rocket pack strapped to his back, and he never managed to burn his rear end off with it. I could never figure that out.
One of our listeners sends us a note and says the irony is that Pepe Stank was obnoxious. In one episode, the cat was somehow enamored with him, only for the experience of what he dished out. He was never a role model. Okay, the irony is that Pepe Stank was obnoxious. In one episode, the cat was somehow enamored with him, only for him to experience what he dished out. Oh, I see. She turned on him really had to have...
What sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Had to have a little salt and Pepe. So he was never to be a role model. Right. Yeah, I don't think people portrayed in all these things students start out saying, oh, I'm going to be a role model. And I'm not sure that we're worried about Pepe Le Pew being a role model. We're just worried about him being an example of somebody who is, you know, trying to attract a woman's attention. Is it appropriate to continue to harass her and to follow her and to grope her and to repaint her stripe?
You're missing the whole idea.
Am I? Okay, I'm sorry.
It was a cat.
Thank heaven.
It was a cat.
Here.
One would assume that had he had a female skunk, she would have found him just as attractive as he found her. Mm-hmm. The irony was it was a cat who looked like a skunk, and poor old Pepe was too stupid to know the difference.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that to me. My misspent youth in front of the TV is now a vacuum that meant nothing. All right. 1-800-795-9565. If you want to talk about that, the stimulus package, we had U.S. Congressman Fred Keller's voice on the radio today. He spoke to the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce about a wide range of topics yesterday, kind of a town hall type situation for a limited number of people in the room. But we watched via Zoom and captured his remarks about the unemployment benefits being a disincentive for individuals going back to work and really making it tougher in an ongoing fashion on businesses in a couple of ways with extended unemployment benefits. And at the same time, he spoke about trying to expedite the flow of federal dollars to the municipalities, saying that it would be closer to ideal if you cut out the state middleman. But, of course, Washington has no interest in that. So they love paperwork and administrative fees that go to the states.
Well, how about the issue at the southern border where Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Monday asked staffers to volunteer to help deal with what he conceded was an overwhelming number of migrants at the border. Yet when you ask Jen Psaki for the president's comment, he says, it's a challenge, it's not a crisis.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe brought in his latest Fox News clipping, so we'll get to delve more deeply into that. That's, we would love to hear from you.
Certainly not from CNN or MSNBC. They aren't covering it. All they want to cover...
No, they have objective coverage of a very important challenge
at the
border.
You know what the top story was on Morning Joe this morning? The fact that the Supreme Court turned down the last of Donald Trump's challenges to the election.
I saw that in the CBS feed this morning. That's interesting.
That was their big story, you know. So, oh, well, the court turned it down.
It's over.
And when they were railing against the justices that the president or President Trump appointed, now this morning they were saying, well, he got that wrong. These people proved to be independent. They're wonderful justices. They turned him down. Not what they were saying when they were being appointed.
Nobody expected that. The least of all, our former president who referred to them as his judges. 1-800-795-9565. What's your view on all these topics? Maybe you have something else you would like to discuss. COVID-19, the pandemic, the vaccinations. CDC finally came out with some guidelines that make a little bit of sense, that if you wear a mask, if you've been vaccinated, still ought to wear a mask around individuals who are not vaccinated. But if you're gathering in a group, a vaccinated circle, like Joe and his bride, plus other people who've had the vaccination, they wouldn't necessarily need to wear a mask. So those guidelines are out there. 1-800-795-9565. Call us now.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark. Joe's here too. Rob Setter, we haven't even mentioned him. Holy smokes. He's doing a fabulous job taking care of us in every way, and he would just love to put you on the radio. So call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Our telephone number. Got some texts yesterday when Tom was calling in. One of our good listeners says, hey, Tom, are you sure the people living in the Florida Keys. These are those individuals that...
those wealthy people that Tom says got the vaccine because they were the governor's friends.
Right. And then, Stan makes an excellent point. Are you sure that they aren't just the elderly living there on retirement? Remember, the elderly are vulnerable, and in Florida, the elderly are a priority. So, yes, we appreciate that.
Probably the median age in the state is somewhat higher than it is in the rest of the country, I would think.
Right. Well, so being over the age of 65 and contributing thousands of dollars to the governor is all you really need in Florida
to get a
shot.
There's this tendency to think because people down there got it, they're rich and they're the governor's friends. But these same people don't care much about governors in other states doing things that, you know, seem on...
Other governors are behaving on the up and up.
Oh, yeah. They're throwing old people into nursing homes. And now there's that investigation is widening. The governor of New Jersey...
Isn't that where some old people live?
And then we have Pennsylvania's governor is getting some blowback on his decision to put people in the same circumstance. And, you know, it is a problem that they're going to have to deal with. But, you know, these governors have done stuff. They deserve criticism. But no, we're going to criticize the governor of Florida because we think he gave the vaccine to rich friends.
I'm not criticizing him. Just laying it out there that most of the people that lived there should have been elderly anyway and probably were eligible, even though a greater incentive, the reason they got the mobile vaccination bus was because they contributed to the governor.
Can you imagine saying, all right, all you wealthy donors, line up Tuesday. We're going to give you the vaccine. Now, that wouldn't
No, there was no line. The bus went door to door.
Oh, I see. That's what they get.
But yeah, that's their prerogative. You know, I think if you live in a state that, and you contribute to the governor's campaign, there should be some benefit to it if you're going to, you know, grease the palms of a politician or his campaign, anyway, his or her campaign. There should be some benefit to it. You should get something in return, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, that's not how it should work. It should be that you believe in what they're trying to accomplish and you donate because of
and
that.
You support them.
Yeah, well, what do you think? You make a $50 contribution to a congressman, you expect him to vote your way on every issue?
I contributed to a politician one time, and I just assumed after that...
He was in your pocket?
Right, and would do anything I want. It was Senator Gordner, and guess what? When I asked him to do something...
I'm sure John listened to you very politely and then did what he thought was best.
I am 100% certain he never even knew that that contribution went in. So, well, you know who found out that it wasn't me, it was my lovely bride, but still the same family had contributed to Congressman or Senator Gordner's campaign. This was probably 10 years ago. Was Vinnie Clausey found out, and he was looking at the lists of contributors, and he saw my lovely bride's last name, and he said, "Aha, Mark's in the pocket with the senator," because we gave $10 for a dinner or something like that.
So if you had donated to Vinnie, he wouldn't have cared.
I don't know that Vinny took donations. I don't know that he... I don't think he had a campaign fund,
but look,
per se.
I don't think that the governor of Florida is going to hand out the vaccine to his rich friends just because they're his rich friends. I mean, it doesn't make sense to do that. And, you know, if we're gonna come down on these governors for what they're doing, there's plenty of criticism to go around. Governor Cuomo, I think, is... It amazes me that more people are upset about the Me Too violations that he has than the fact that he put elderly people in nursing homes and killed them and then lied about the number of people he killed.
1-800-795-9565. Probably this could be the last caller this hour, but write down that number later. JB, you are on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a point on this narrative that's going on. I'd like to read a quote from Cheryl Atkinson, who used to be a CBS commentator and news anchor or reporter in CNN, and she now does a show called Full Measure. She wrote a book called The Slanted, and she has in the introduction of her book, the narrative is called a partisan script, an article filled with anonymous sources about a government investigation is a political Pulitzer Prize winner if it supports the narrative. If it does not, it's portrayed as partisan hit job. It is important to recognize the people behind the narrative does not always have a cynical or evil motives. They may even be acting according to what they believe to be a higher purpose.
Let me stop you there and ask what and the conclusion is?
Well, and the conclusion is that if you go against the narrative, then you, if those in control that put out the narrative, if you don't believe in climate, if you don't believe that carbon is the problem and global warming is, or global climate change is not as severe as someone in the narrative, then you're shut down. Same thing with the election. If you had any questions, if you have cartoons that are somebody feels are offensive, if you know the Me Too movement, so all, you know, even if you make an accusation, you know, there have been numerous, and after somebody's destroyed, you don't hear any more about it, because it was, the purpose was to destroy that person, not to necessarily get the truth. And I mean, just about anything, anyone, especially if they're someone that those in power don't like, is presumed guilty as soon as some accusation is made.
Doesn't necessarily have to be those in power. It can be just be anybody who's opposed to that person who has a different viewpoint. I mean, you're right. That's exactly what we do. The tendency today is to demonize and vilify people just to, because they disagree with us.
Or we're going to have to finish this conversation later, JB. Call back if you wish, all right?
We got to take a break now for the news.
But thanks for calling in. 1-800-795-9565. Still very important telephone number on the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236 during the 9 a.m. hour. We'll have headlines, then open phones. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is across from me and diametrically opposed to all the common sense suggestions and unable to answer the important questions that are being asked on the show today. Of course, I have no answers myself, so between the two of us, we need you. So call us, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236 on the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Some very brief news headlines here. Volunteer firefighters and many people in our community are mourning the loss of a firefighter and a fire chief in Cole Township. The death Monday of Cole Township Fire Department Chief 102, Kevin Malukas, is being noted by the fire department. He died suddenly Monday morning. And they say he was an active volunteer involved in many aspects of the fire service. News item reported he died at his Webster Street home Monday. He was 59. The paper said he was a longtime member of the East End Fire Company, was involved in training younger firefighters, and was an EMT and worked in local schools during Fire Prevention Week as well. It was a 41-year-old Cole Township man who died Monday morning from a garage fire at the rear of his home. Northumberland County Coroner James Kelly says Sean Gushell was pronounced dead just after 8 a.m. Monday morning, death attributed to carbon monoxide toxicity. Valley U.S. Congressman Fred Keller says despite unemployment benefits being trimmed in the latest COVID-19 relief bill, employers are still in a tough spot. He told the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce that having lengthy periods of unemployment benefits serves as a disincentive for individuals to come back to work.
If you offer someone a job, they're supposed to come back to work. If they don't come back to work, you're now the bad guy, because you've now told Pennsylvania Department of Labor, I offered them a job, and we shouldn't be doing that. That was supposed to end at the end of March, but now it's at the point where some people can be on unemployment for 74 months. And I don't fault the people that are looking out for the best interest of caring for themselves or their families.
Congressman Keller also mentioned his proposed amendment to get much-needed funding to local municipalities directly from the federal government would have streamlined the process rather than have all federal funding go through states. He says that was soundly rejected by Republican leaders in the House. The Geisinger Danville has five fewer patients. 30 people are admitted at Geisinger Danville. Number of COVID-19 hospitalizations is down. And Evangelical Community Hospital has one new patient. Five patients are admitted at Evangelical Community Hospital. The Center Square is reporting that Montgomery County real estate investor Jeff Bartos launched his campaign money for U.S. Senate in 2022. He's the first Republican candidate to enter the race for retiring U.S. Senator Pat Toomey's seat, and if they each win their party's nomination, it will be his second time facing Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in a statewide office. Fetterman launched his own campaign to replace Toomey last month, less than 3 years after defeating Bartos to become Governor Tom Wolf's second in command. And this just might make Joe happy.
Oh, good.
President Biden will give a primetime address to the nation Thursday as the world reaches the somber one-year mark when the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. It's unclear exactly when Mr. Biden's questions, but...
Oh, no, he won't take questions. He hasn't had a standalone press conference now.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. He'll talk about the CDC guidance that's out about vaccinated people like my good co-host here who can now gather in small indoor gatherings with
without
other
masks.
Vaccinated people, yeah, without masks, nor quarantining.
Right.
So,
life is good.
You happy now?
Right.
All right. Joe.
JB is back.
This is Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the mark.
Yeah. Mark, do you remember, it's probably a few years, maybe several years ago, you asked a question if there was any investigative reporting still going on?
I guess I might have asked that. I know some people do investigations.
Well, that's part of our problem. Whether it's left or right, it's more opinion. It's not really, there is a new show called The National Desk that they ask questions and they let you answer. But we've got a. A lot of our problem goes back to, very few people have a fear of God. And, you can go into Proverbs 9:10 that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or 1:7 that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And, we can find a lot of wisdom and knowledge. There's a big controversy years and years ago, long before us, hundreds of years, the flat earthers. Well, sorry, Joe, this kind of because Catholics were the really kind of only church at that time for the most part, they came out and they promoted that the earth was flat. But, regular people weren't privileged to the Bible. If they would have went to their scriptures, they would have found in three places, in Job 26:10, Proverbs 8:27, and Isaiah 40:20, that says about the world, the world being, the earth being round or circle or spherical, and there's a Hebrew word for that, it's K-H-U-G, which I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but and that's what it means. That's what the original word was. We translated it to English, circle, sphere. That was hundreds, thousands of years written before it was Galileo that said the world was round first.
Before Leif Erikson visited.
We have all these kind of debates that... there's a narrative put out by somebody, and a lot of it, is we have the evolution, but, if we go back, the scripture tells us that, God created the earth. Now, you can choose to believe that or not to believe that, but, it kind of comes into, my pastor, part of the reason why he's a pastor if you remember years ago, there was a bridge in New York City that was hit by a barge, and it was real foggy, and there were a number of, you know, people going because they couldn't see, and they just kept right on going, and they're driving into the river.
Oh, into the water.
Yeah, into the water. And you know, there was a man that actually was able to stop and got out of his vehicle, and he was doing everything he could to try and get people to stop. And basically, that is what any Christian is called to do, is to warn people of the danger that, you know, you can not believe, but that doesn't change the truth. The truth is, unless you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to hell. You know, that is the truth. Now, like I said, you can, you know, they chose to not listen to that man, and they drove off that bridge into, you know, their death.
And how does this tie to our important good topics of today? Sound message, no doubt, there's no argument there. And this, all the way back around, let's circle all the way back around to important topics today.
Well, the narrative is today that the Bible, Christians are the problem, not the solution. That is the major narrative that you will get.
Okay. All right. Noted. Thank you so much, JB. Thanks for both of the calls. Very much appreciative. Thank you, sir.
You're
all right. 1-800-795-9565, an open line right at the moment. We appreciate your calls. You had something from Homeland Security. They were at the border, and I had asked Joe to find out what was really going on at the border, what the president did, and what President Trump was doing initially, and then what President Biden did, and he brought in a clipping that had that answer.
Well, you know, they won't allow the media to go down to the border and take a look at what's happening there with these kids in these shipping containers.
Thousands of them.
That they're allowing to come into the country unescorted. They're taking people with who have the COVID vaccine or virus, rather, and letting them loose in the country. The mayors, even the Democratic mayors down there, are up in arms over this. And the administration's just oblivious to the fact that this is an epic crisis that they've created on our southern border, and they refuse to do anything about it.
Right, but what did Joe Biden do that's different?
Reinstituted catch and release. He took off of the president's keep them in Mexico while they're waiting for asylum.
No, that's still going. We know that's still happening. Now, they may be overwhelmed, but we know that those asylum seekers are still held there.
They had a picture this morning, Mark, of a place in Mexico where they were holding those people, and it's empty.
Okay.
I don't think they're holding them anymore. I don't know where you got that, but the reporting I heard said that they had stopped that.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking for here. Factual things that are happening, and trying to really get a clear handle on what President Biden has done.
But even Barack Obama stated a few years ago, I think in 2009, that, you know, this is unfair to the people who are trying to get into the country legally. And they all have these Biden T-shirts down there at the border that says, "Biden, let me in." You know, where did they get them? Where are these poor people who are fleeing economic oppression finding the money to buy stylized T-shirts with Joe Biden's name on them?
All right, 1-800.
Got an answer for that one?
Well, I don't know where they got them, Joe, but I know Fox knows why, because they keep showing them, so they must know the source of them. I doubt that they are the source of them, but
reporting on MSNBC or CNN. MSNBC's just focused on President Trump. I guess they can't realize that he's no longer there.
Yeah, I haven't watched them in a little bit, but I was watching Fox. Yeah, they have lots of pictures of those T-shirts. There's quite a few of them. You had brought in a picture that was really just a few, but there's quite a few more. 1-800-795-9565. We're still doing the same thing we were last week of finding a fact. Joe says he has verifiable reporting that Mexico is no longer holding individuals seeking asylum before they are allowed in the U.S., thus serving as a buffer to the U.S. So he says that is gone. Catch and release. Who is caught, and how are they, and in what way are they released? Tell me, who is being caught?
They're given a bus ticket. The people at the border. People coming across the border illegally.
Oh, okay, thank you. So these are individuals crossing the border illegal, are picked up by the Border Patrol or show up
somewhere. And then they're given a bus ticket to somewhere after they're supposedly given a COVID test, and then they're given a bus ticket to wherever it is they want to go.
Okay.
And that's the problem, that we're letting people loose in the country again, that we have no knowledge of where they're going. They probably won't show up for their hearings. You know, I have no problem with legal immigration. None at all. You know, let's decide how we're going to do this. But Congress refuses to act.
But let's do it. One of our good listeners says that. He says, good morning, fellows, and this is from Texas. Here's the latest information being shared down here about unaccompanied migrant children crossing into Texas from Mexico. The number of illegal adult persons crossing over the border is now exceeding 6,000 per day. Keep in mind, President Obama called 1,000 illegal persons crossing the border per day a crisis. I updated the information to reflect the problem through yesterday, March 8th. Things are getting worse by the day. This problem needs to be addressed, says Larry in Texas. So thank you.
And President Biden bears the absolute responsibility for this crisis at the border because he took off the things that were working that President Trump put in. Instead of giving a measured response to this, he just said, oh, it's from Trump. It's got to be bad. Let's cut
challenge,
it out.
It's a challenge, right? More, and then there's an add-on to the same email. It says, more than 3,200 migrant children were stuck in Border Patrol facilities Monday, with nearly half being held beyond the three-day legal limit. The Biden administration is struggling to respond to the sharp increase in the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. So which came first, catch and release happening as a method of dealing with what's going on, or the policy change was switched to catch and release?
Catch and release, I think, has more to do with the adults than it does with the children. The children have to be obviously taken care of. And the whole idea behind sending them over here unaccompanied is eventually that the parents hope to get in because they have a child living in the United States of America. You know, this is just wrong on so many levels. It's not, it's wrong for those people. I mean, they're being hurt. They're being leaving their countries. They're leaving their parents, or they're being forced to leave their parents, and they're being forced to come to a country where they don't know anybody, where they may not speak the language, where they don't have any sense of community at all, because the parents want something. And then we're treating them like, oh, this is a wonderful thing. Welcome on board. But we can't take care of these people. You know, right. I wish we could. You know, maybe we could take care of the whole world.
I appreciate what you're saying. If there's a surge at the border and we're being overwhelmed, it should be dealt with as a crisis. President Trump had to deal with a surge at several points in his presidency and did so. So we should deal with it. I think you're having an argument with somebody that agrees with you that if it is a crisis, it should be dealt with. I don't think that I'm in the way of that. I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, and you've been helpful to provide some factual information to immigration. Of course, it is not really a complex issue in that if you have thousands of people coming across the border illegally, that is unsustainable. So anybody can see that. I know immigration is a complicated issue in general, but it's plainly obvious that you can't have, 6,000 people a day coming in the U.S., just pouring in the U.S. illegally.
Well, one of the things that that Biden criticized Trump for and the Democrats criticized Trump for was acting unilaterally. But Trump didn't do that. He worked out an agreement with the presidents of some of the south of the border countries, including Mexico, to stop the situation from becoming worse. And so what did President Biden do? He just said, oh, that can't be good. President Trump did it, so it's got to be bad, and I'm going to stop it.
All right. Well, and I appreciate what you're saying about catch and release being reimposed. I would ask why and what specific order did that. And, you know, you always use the phrase they and thee and he and did this to them and talk to them. And I would just love to hear the facts filled in there. That's
all.
It's just curiosity.
Well, the president announced his executive orders. I don't know which one it was. He signed a slew of them, but one of them did that.
Right. But
he took great pride in it.
We'll take anybody who knows those answers. Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I invite you to do what I had a chance to do last week, and that's go 0 to 60 in 4.8 seconds in a 2021 Mustang Mach-E, 100% electric, 266 horsepower. It's got 317 foot-pounds of torque, which means you can spin the tires if you so choose. Goes 275 70 miles on a single charge, so I can get back and forth to work a dozen times before I'd even have to think about charging it. Wireless phone charging pad. It has automatic climate control where you set it at a particular temperature. And since, of course, using electric heat doesn't rely on an internal combustion engine to generate heat and then use it in the car, the warm-up period is as long as it takes the electric heaters to heat up the vehicle and clear the windshield of frost and make sure it's ready to go. And that's really just a few minutes, I'm sure, even on the coldest morning. But it also uses your smartphone as a key fob. So if you want the vehicle to start, you're just about ready to go. You think you're about 2 minutes from putting your coat on. You can, and of course, if you're Joe, you wouldn't bother to put a coat on. You just go out to the vehicle. It's already warmed up. And of course, it's done so it can warm up in your garage because there's no exhaust from it. But this is the 2021 Mustang Mach-E Premium. These are some of the descriptors of it, but what this does not describe is it is a blast to drive. Of course, it's as quiet as can be, but just runs in a super fashion, and I just think it's a cat's meow. I think everybody should drive this one. The one they have down there is a mannequin, and they will order one for you. They have five or six different models. The Mach-E Premium is there. That is a vehicle that is just 100% practical, and it is an SUV, but they do have performance models, a GT Performance Edition that goes 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. I kid you not. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle. And of course, it is all electric. The Mustang Mach-E. Do what I did. Drive it. Get 150 trillion miles to the gallon.
And when we come back, we're going to hear Joe Biden not remembering who his Secretary of Defense
is. Let's bask in that. All right. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. We're about to find out. Kevin, we asked for and received an opportunity to get Kevin to fix our computer, and he did. So we appreciate all of that. Joseph on line one about immigration.
Go ahead, how much?
27.
Pardon me?
27.
47. 27.
I think Joseph is otherwise engaged.
Yes.
Hey, hey, Joseph, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was just down here at Toyota dealing on some. Well, yes, I want to comment on the
don't go higher than 47
situation. My wife is from Vietnam, and she had to go through such an ordeal running down to Philadelphia and Harrisburg and to get papers and pay money and learn. She had to learn who the president was, who the Speaker of the House was, and speak English. She had to write things out in English to get her citizenship. She really went through an ordeal. And that's not, again, that's not fair for people that do it the right way and the legal way, to have people just walk in and set them free.
I agree.
We'll catch and release, right? No argument there.
And also, I wanted to comment. It may sound insensitive, you know, to say such things, but if in the Bible, and this is why I like to comment, is if you want to be a citizen of Israel, you would have to, if you were a man, you had to first believe in Yahweh. You had to do that. Then you had to be circumcised, or you could not be a citizen of Israel. And to get into the kingdom, you just can't get in. You must be a born-again believer. You've got to be actually become a spiritual Jew, spiritually speaking, and be circumcised in the foreskin of your heart to get into the kingdom. And they're the laws that the Almighty set down. And so we have laws in the heavenly things, and we have laws in the earthly realm. and they're not being obeyed in the earthly realm, but I got news for you. They will have to be obeyed in the heavenly realm.
Yeah, the real ones will be.
You're not getting in.
All right.
And like I said yesterday, if your name isn't in the Book of Life, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. And I think Dan said some good things there about that, that there is a plan for people to get into the kingdom if they just accept Yeshua as their Savior.
Well,
I think he gave his life for them.
And back to the immigration thing. Back to the immigration topic, first of all, not disagreeing with your initial or your latter remarks, but the immigration issue, I think that really is the heart of what's happening in the U.S. because we all know, of course, you married, and many people know, and my grandparents did come to the U.S. the right way, through the front door and with all kinds of caveats and conditions, and had to be well, and they were on boats, at least they describe, that individuals got here, didn't have everything in order, and were turned away and weren't allowed in.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to go back to Germany or Ireland or wherever it was from where they came. But I think this lack of fairness, that may be a big issue here. And of course, you know from your Bible, you are to be welcoming of the immigrant, but obviously that is not.
The Bible says, whosoever will. Come and let him take of the waters of life freely. You know, you have to.
It is not unconditional, though.
Another thing, I was telling my wife about that yesterday. She was listening about chopsticks and stuff. She eats with chopsticks, and she wears one of those Japanese hats out in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "That's my culture. I do that." You know.
Right.
Well, hey.
I mean,
it's not racist to have someone depicted as eating with chopsticks if they're Oriental.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is back to Dr. Seuss. Okay, right. All right, we got you.
Everything's going upside down because Satan's in charge of things now, pretty well, especially the White House.
Okay.
All right, we got
Thanks,
you, sir.
Joseph.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
We have one of our emailers says, whoops, the point about where did the Biden T-shirts that the immigrants are wearing come from is a good one. Also, I find it ironic that in the videos and pictures of the immigrants pouring into our country, they all seem to be masked up. No problem breaking the law crossing our borders, but they will definitely follow orders on mask wearing.
Nobody wants to get
That's
sick.
That's signed by Doug.
Yeah, they are going into Texas, remember, which is a hotbed.
But many of them are coming in with those illnesses.
Community spread.
Placed.
And soon there won't be a mask requirement for them in Texas.
And while all this is going on, people are questioning, and I think perhaps rightly so, just how involved President Biden may be in making these decisions and whether or not he is being propped up. Yesterday, there was an instance at an event where he had occasion to reference the Secretary of Defense, and he couldn't remember his name. We have audio of this.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we've just talked about.
Doesn't that bother you? It bothers me.
Well, yeah, it's not ideal. Of course, you and I have senior moments, but we don't have our finger on the button.
No, but I remember your name every morning. I mean, the Secretary of Defense is a pretty important guy to remember.
We all have senior moments.
That
so.
General over there, the guy that runs everything, good old what's his name?
I do think it's common for people to forget individuals' names when you're above 60.
But do you wonder why he doesn't have a press conference, a standalone press conference?
I don't know.
Do you wonder why all the questions he does take
wonder,
are pre-approved?
No, I do not wonder why. That's your shtick, and that's fine. You can stick with it. But honestly, I don't think that he could really do very well in one. I'm not sure that he could handle rapid-fire questions and follow-up questions and people yelling from the back row and all that kind of thing. I think he's very determined. He's using his legacy of all of his political ideals and dealings to do as good a job of president as he can. He's no Donald Trump. There's no argument about that, and that's the best thing about him. So
I'm not doubting that
he's still
cares.
An upgrade. You know, he could fall apart and be a...
he's not an upgrade.
he certainly is.
Not an upgrade.
Oh, he certainly is. If nothing else. That's the big thing that he brought to the White House. House was that the orange man is gone and the
We brought
Joe
dogs
Biden
that are
in.
Attacking the people on the staff.
Yeah, with a bit of security guard.
Right.
Jeez Louise. Honest to Pete. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're going to take a quickie break. Before we do that, we will read an email that is not new. We just got the computer fixed. Kevin, I knew Kevin could do it, and he did, and so he got it working, and this email was awaiting.
It says, before anyone makes any comments about the travesty going on at the wall with illegals, I think that person who has plenty to say should stay up at night and watch the television station they are constantly criticizing. That is Fox. Those Fox News people are on the border and are reporting plus filming what is going on there. Please do not make opinions when you have no idea or do not watch it live. It's nothing but a travesty. It's scary and heartbreaking what is happening to our country. Can't imagine trying to get an appointment at the doctor's who is overwhelmed with these illegals who are getting free medical care, not to mention what will happen to us and to our homes by this influx of people. If Biden is trying to punish us for our votes for Trump by doing all this stinking of his pen, striking. Or striking of his pen, I'm sorry, there was a mouse in front of that, striking of his pen, this is shameful. I think Congress should try to find him unfit because he is. Imagine speaking before the American people and getting flustered like he did the other night. He said, what am I doing here? Are you kidding? He's so bad in the head that his telecast was cut off when he offered to take questions. Huh?
Yeah, they explained that away, that it was a switching error.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. I'll take any questions. Beep. He's gone.
All right. So, yeah, I appreciate what you say. I really wish that you would listen more carefully because, you know, I've talked about this and I've asked questions. We're trying to do a finding of fact. And if anybody doesn't agree with you, I definitely know that you do not hear them. And I can appreciate that. That is, I mean, there's a scientific term for it. I forget what it is. But it's, you know, the people only hear what they want to is basically it. So that's what our good emailer is enjoying. And I can appreciate that. It's a human condition. There's nothing wrong with that. But if there would just be some way that you could sort of intentionally or actively listen to what I'm asking, you know, what is real? I'm just trying to get rid of the sort of the Fox screen and the MSNBC version and get down to facts at what's
border,
happening.
There
here.
Is no MSNBC version.
We've asked dozens of times and we've come up with about three factual pieces of change that President Biden has done that have changed things down there.
Well, let me answer your question for you. If President Biden hadn't undone what Donald Trump was doing, there would be no problem. President Trump
did not.
No,
I don't know. You were talking about the surge coming long before Biden got in office.
President Trump. Well, yeah, that's because they started a caravan out when he announced that 100 days. You remember him saying that we're going to put a hold on all this immigration stuff for 100 days. They viewed that as you've got 100 days to get into the country and you're going to get a free pass if you do.
Is that true, what you're saying?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, then that's, you know, that's part of this challenge that they're facing. That's turned into a crisis that it's a crisis now, but it's going to be a catastrophe
but
later. I mean, this is a human catastrophe in the
President
making.
President Trump, when he was in, let's face it, the amount of illegal crossings of the border was at the lowest level ever. And now they're at the highest level ever that we've seen in years and years. Even President Obama said 1,000 people coming across illegally a day was a problem. Now they got 6,000 a day coming across, as Larry points out.
All right, we appreciate all this. We are simply doing a finding of fact. I state no facts about immigration. I only ask questions and try to get to the bottom of the answers. So try to hear that. 1-800-795-9565. That is a factual statement. That's just not an opinion. That's an opportunity for you to call in. 1-800-795-9565. We'd love to hear from you. We will listen to you entirely. We will enjoy your conversation politely. We will not interrupt, and we would just love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We've talked about immigration through the whole show. We also had some COVID-19 CDC guidelines yesterday for individuals who've been vaccinated. They can basically circulate with vaccinated people without fear. Still unanswered is if you have been vaccinated, can you carry the disease? And that's the answer seems to be the way everybody's behaving is yes, you can still carry it, even though you won't suffer from it. You won't get hospitalized from it, but you could still carry it. And so that is still happening. We have talked about President Biden not being as sharp as he was during the campaign, but still presiding over the White House best he can. So we will keep that going as a topic. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Why, Biden probably won't be in the White House too long. He can't answer any questions. He only can use the teleprompter. And I think it won't be long till Ms. Harris will be the takeover, because they can rule him incompetent, definitely. No question about it. But anyway, your one caller mentioned Cheryl Addison on Full Measure. That is a great half-hour investigative journalism program on CBS. It's only on WHP outlet. It's not on the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton outlet. I never miss that program. It's so great. Anyway, she did an investigation on the border since Biden took over, and she showed that everything's just sitting there. All the materials are there, the workers left, and they showed a drug smuggler coming across the border with what the liberals call an assault weapon. So that it is one mess he created down there. But anyway, Biden confusion, you know, it may be intentional. And I think this election, the way it came out, was intentional to confuse Americans all the more, to make black, white, white, black, up, down, down, up, more confusion. What they're working for is cultural Marxism. They want to build a Marxist culture where they control, because they're taking away our moral values. We don't even know gender anymore, which was clear cut when I grew up. We understood gender perfectly. Now they're taking all that away. So Biden confusion, I believe, I'm almost 100% sure that it's very intentional to get rid of the shining city, the United States as we knew it.
Well, they always say, Dan, the liberals always say, follow the science, and yet when it comes to things like gender, they don't want to follow the science.
Yeah, but my father, when we had a calf born, we knew right away what gender it was. We didn't have to question gender. And if that was a bull calf, we didn't need to teach him what to do. He knew what he was. So it's totally ridiculous what they're doing. And the young people are buying it. You know, us old people, we're not as easily confused, but the young people, you have an intelligent professor stand up in front of a class, and you have a young, pliable mind. He can get in there and do evil works.
We shouldn't have that. Okay, Dan, thank you so much for calling in.
Right down to the high school level. I've talked to a guy.
No more illustrations. We got to stop. We got a caller waiting.
And you guys have a great
week. You too, Dan. Take care.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Very glad to hear from you. Dennis, you're on the mark. You're next. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I commend Dan. He tries really hard to get his point across there. It's complicated. But one of the things I saw early this morning, a rancher from Texas, who is describing what he's seeing, you know, and I was watching Fox, but he was describing how he sees it seems to be an overabundance of single young males crossing, especially in his area. And he described them as wearing camo, which, you know, that's neither here nor there. I guess everybody here wears it, too. But he sort of described it also that they were all have, you know, new sneakers and the best on their feet. He says he was observing this. And I said, well, I guess if you're going to walk 1,500 miles, you need good shoes. But and his other point was, it really took me back, was he says, and they're all on their cell phone. I'm like, what? It just struck me as, it doesn't paint the picture of a poor refugee that's coming here for, you know what I mean? I don't know how much they pay for a monthly cell phone plan, but, you know.
Where did they get the money if they are fleeing economic poverty and, you know.
Well, where did they get the money for the camouflage clothing, too? That's an excellent
and the
question.
Biden
we have
t-shirts,
to get to the bottom of that.
The Biden T-shirts.
All right. And the,
but I mean,
if they're wearing blue jeans, they're expensive.
Cell phone, you know. Mm-hmm. I said to myself, wait a minute. I struggle to make my monthly payments here, and how can all, and he described these as they're all on cell phones at all times.
Really? Wow.
That took me back a little bit, you know.
Okay, well, something's got to be done.
You can see that on the videos, Dennis. I mean, I've seen videos of people at the border coming across in these caravans, and they're all on cell phones, or most of them are.
Really, yeah. I guess I don't watch as much news as I thought I did, but I was surprised about it, you know. I just wanted to share that.
All right. Thank you so much, Dennis. Really appreciate the call. Hold on, Than. You're going to be right after the break. 1-800-795-9565. Got one email pending, zero texts, and one caller waiting. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Than is first, then Stan. We start with Than. Go ahead, sir.
Hello there. How are you this morning? I'm here to sweep up some of the damage, if I may.
Yeah, please do.
Well, the T-shirts say, and I checked it out very carefully on, by the way, MSNBC, and they say, President Biden, please let us stay. Please let us stay. And Joe can come up with an entirely
different... No, they say, please let us in, Than. Please let us in.
Please let us in. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's not what you said before.
Yes,
though.
It is. That's exactly what I said.
You said President Biden invited us in.
He said he gave. Now you're missing. You're convoluting two different things. Then what I said about the shirt was President Biden, please let us in. And what I said was he created a moratorium of 100 days of enforcing the border restrictions that President Trump put in, which they viewed as an invitation to come here.
I've heard all that, and yes, I knew all that. And I did get the point. And the point is that you make a whole lot of mistakes. For instance,
I do.
You just said that science doesn't recognize more than two genders. My goodness, they have probably recognized, I don't remember the number, but six or eight genders that stay in the background because of our DNA and so forth, and occasionally come through, and it's very natural. And it is science, Joe.
So you're saying that science recognizes all these genders, every one of them that's hanging out there, science recognizes every one of them?
No, they recognize the ones they recognize, not every one of them. You realize it's a kid's game to say, oh, I can never have any candy ever again. No, you can't have any candy right now. And I believe that you should get those facts straight. Because
well, here, let me give you a fact. Depending on the context, these characteristics may include biological sex, sex-based social structures, gender, gender identity. Most cultures use a gender binary having two genders, boys, men, girls, women. Those who exist outside these groups fall under an umbrella term non-binary or gender queer. That's not science identifying more than two genders.
Yeah, science does, though, Joe. A lot of this is very old information. The gender studies are relatively new because of the fact we can open up the DNA and so forth. And do you every morning, Joe, wake up and worry that your neighbors are sneaking in your back door? Do you lock everything up and bar the doors in your house? You seem to worry about everybody who is after you.
So do you let all the doors in your house open every night, open all the windows, and invite everybody in?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. Now we know where to go.
I'll give you the last word, Than. Go ahead, a brief closing remark.
Okay, Joe, you got to study science to know science, so don't claim to know it when you don't study it.
Well, right. I hate to tell you, Than, but the scientists say there are two genders, so.
Thank you so much. All right, Stan, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a crisis at the border. We just have a challenge per Joe Biden.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Isn't that what we were told?
It's a catastrophe.
They're still putting kids in cages that Obama and Biden built.
Well, they're shipping containers.
Well, now they're still using the same facilities that Trump was using because Biden and Obama built them. Yep. They're still using the same facilities, and now they're up to 100% capacity because and violate all their COVID rules because they don't have enough room for them all the unaccompanied minors, because Joe Biden invited them in. Whether Than likes it or not, he basically invited them in because he told them, hey, if you're here before December 31st, you know, 2020, you'll get possibly amnesty and a pathway to citizenship. Well, who knows when they came in, all these people, the ones now they catch some, but how many don't they catch that make it through and get into the interior of this country?
That's a good point. We don't know.
And well, that's exactly. The problem. And well, we are in being invaded by foreign entities.
Dan, it's a it's a finite number because there's only 11 million here, so we can't go above 11 million.
Do you believe that?
No, I was questioning that before you did. I thought, isn't that funny how we've been using that same number for a long time?
I think it's at least 20, but possibly 30 years they've been using that same number.
Right.
Well, the point is, if these people are, seriously endangered where they are coming from, economically or politically, certainly we want to have a pathway to give them some kind of sanctuary.
Asylum, when appropriate.
I think sanctuary would be a better word, but asylum, all right.
Well, Joe?
Yes?
Joe? They're coming through Mexico. The international law, from my understanding, says if you're seeking asylum, you seek it in the closest country that is it's yours.
Right, and that's a good point, and that's what President Trump emphasized, and he was right to emphasize.
So they shouldn't be in Mexico if they're starting out in Guatemala or Bolivia or someplace else.
And they were.
Mexico is not oppressing anybody.
Trump had an agreement with Mexico to keep them there until whatever the asylum cases were adjudicated, however they were going to be adjudicated, whether they were going to be allowed in or they're going to be sent packing home. But the other thing is, the previous caller was saying about these people are dressed in pretty nice clothes and good shoes and cell phones. The international rates for cell phones are pretty steep. So how are they paying for this stuff?
Good point.
I'm sure that comes with a T-shirt, some free minutes.
So what organization in this country is going down there and helping these people to invade our country?
Right.
That's what needs to be found out.
I would think China and Russia would just love to be there at the right time. All right, thank you so much, Stan. Please call back and finish. I think you have some good points.
And Than, based on the sole criteria of reproduction of reproductive cells, there are two and only two sexes.
Right. That's
scientific.
That might be a good definition, but culturally we need to expand that. So
I didn't say culturally. I said science. What
right.
does science
no,
say?
No argument there. We're going to have to take this up tomorrow. This is WDK, okay?